The 16th of November 2020. My name is Alan and this is Education Episode Number 4. Our topic today is Mobile Learning Education. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. Mobile learning allows us to extend the scope of teaching beyond the physical boundaries of the classroom into the virtual world of mobile devices such as tablets, smartphones and tablets. The value of mobile learning is that it enables employees, students, and ordinary people to communicate, collaborate, and develop new ideas using solid digital resources. Although the concept of mobile learning has its roots in the traditional classroom, it has evolved into an online learning environment that enables learners to connect information in new ways, enabling deep learning. We can work online, access high-quality content at home or in the office, communicate with a wider community of learners and teachers, and collaborate in a collaborative environment. Whether presentation, virtual reality, video or gamification, mobile devices provide students and teachers with easy-to-digest and personalized access to content. Such environments allow students to connect course information to a time and place that suits their schedule. Asynchronous components allow instructors to explore specific options for themselves, such as online courses, online quizzes, and online tasks. As new technologies are refined, the software for mobile learning apps improves, boding well for an exciting future for on-the-go education. Of course, it is not just the ever-changing world of technology that is driving this movement. Technology turns old learning techniques upside down and opens up new dimensions of learning and personal growth. As these technologies become more and more widespread, learning effectiveness will increase, training costs will fall, and learning efficiency will increase. Our lives are completely dominated by our mobile phones for communication, entertainment, socializing, and learning. The mobile phone completely dominates our lives, from communication to entertainment and socialization to learning and beyond. Mobile learning will solve a number of long-standing educational problems, but there is much more to it. The social media in the classroom is the latest in a series of articles on mobile learning. Sometimes simply referred to as mLearning, mobile learning can be described as any digital technology that supports the use of mobile devices such as smartphones, tablets, laptops, and tablets. Learning is not tied to a time, a timetable, a space, or a place, but to an individual or a group of individuals. In other words, it is the learning that is relevant to the context and situation of the student, not the other way round. Work-related learning can include a variety of different forms of learning. Learning at work, which can also be described as fair-in-case learning, involves preparing the learner for future tasks, tasks associated with them. It takes place both in informal education and in the workplace and could be called just-in-time or mobile learning. Employees can use mobile phones to solve problems in a mobile decision support system by accessing previous customer visits. For in-company training, mobile learning offers an opportunity to reach employees who are constantly on the move, who work remotely or who want to undergo training on a mobile device, i.e. do not use a desktop. We found that participants in courses and exams were almost evenly distributed, using both mobile and desktop devices. If you look at the analyses of the people who access the Easy LMS, you will find that most people who access public content on our website use mobile devices for this purpose. Our content creating and management customers continue to use the desktop most of the time. As smartphones and tablets become more technologically advanced and popular, they are increasingly used as places to access the internet without a desktop or laptop. Students access lecture materials, engage in virtual classroom discussions, engage in classes, and access content on their mobile devices. While we create learning materials for our students, we share them with them so they can learn anytime and on their mobile devices. Schools are taking mobile device use to a whole new level with mobile learning, which you may see as the next logical extension. Instead of simply browsing the news or shopping on their mobile or tablet, students can create tasks and class discussions directly on their tablets and consume associated textbooks, readings, videos, and lectures. Professors and administrators recently reported at a conference that students write entire essays with their smartphones. Although mobile technology acts as a tool for teaching, it is the main channel for the students' learning experience. Increasingly, students expect to have access to the teaching materials on their mobile devices, just as they would on a laptop. Many schools use mobile technology in different contexts for a variety of learning purposes, and many use it for different purposes. However, access to all teaching materials on mobile devices is difficult, especially for students with limited resources. This was Mobile Learning Education, by Education, and this was episode number 4. My name is Alan Gregory, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.